Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. Close your eyes and imagine the stars shining brightly in the clear evening sky. It's nighttime and the moon glows softly, then ducks behind the passing clouds. The air is warm and smells of flowers, the smell of spring. You take flight, soaring above treetops and towns, buildings and monuments, over a bustling city, until you reach a very quiet hillside. You touch down on soft, green grass. All around are white stones gleaming in the moonlight. They're called tombstones. You're in a cemetery, but not a spooky Halloween cemetery. You're in a very pretty green cemetery. Two U.S. presidents are buried here, William Howard Taft and John F. Kennedy, as well as astronauts, Supreme Court justices, and over 400,000 brave soldiers. This place is called Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C., in the United States. Glance up the hill in front of you. What do you see? Do you see a large, square stone? Let's go explore it. There's a soldier, all alone, walking back and forth in front of the large, white stone. It's a female soldier. She stands up straight and marches across a black mat. She stops, clicks her heels together, then turns to face the stone, then turns and walks back to where she started. Back and forth she goes, never stopping or sitting down or even scratching her nose. But why? What is she doing? Let's get a little closer, but be very quiet. This is a special place, and being quiet shows respect. The stone that she's guarding is a tomb. That means a big grave marker that honors important people who are buried here, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This tomb weighs 79 tons. There's an engraving or writing on the back of the tomb that says, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." That means we don't know the name of the soldier buried here. Their identification tags were lost in war. Each side of the tomb shows three wreaths. These wreaths symbolize various battles during World War I. On the front of the tomb are three Greek figures: a man holding a dove, a woman holding an olive branch, and a man holding a sword. They signify peace, victory, and valor. But who's the guard, and why is she here protecting the tomb? Since 1926, there have been U.S. Army guards protecting the tomb day and night, 24 hours a day, in sunshine and rain, snow and wind, and even hurricanes. The guards never stop guarding the tomb. It's their sworn duty to protect the unknown soldiers who died for our country. This is a way to honor their service. The guard is returning. You count her steps. 21. She stops. You count the seconds. 21. She turns toward the tomb, clicks her heels, and waits for 21 seconds. Then she clicks her heels, turns, waits another 21 seconds, then walks 21 steps back to her starting point. Why is everything 21? Well, have you ever heard of a 21-gun salute, where soldiers fire 21 shots into the air during special military events? That's the military signal that someone very important has passed away. It's a great honor to receive a 21-gun salute. It's quite loud, though, so be sure to plug your ears. The guard carries a rifle in one hand, leaning it upon her shoulder, as she marches stiffly and precisely. The rifle is used to guard the unknown soldiers and the tomb from any danger. Her gloves are slightly damp to make it easier to hold the rifle. The guard certainly does not want to drop her gun during a storm or a hurricane. She's dressed in a blue uniform with a white shirt, black tie, and gold buttons on her jacket. A black cap is perched precisely on her head. Her boots are black and shiny and make a clicking noise. You can see little metal pieces on her soles and a metal piece on the inside of her heel. That's what makes the clicking sound when she clicks her heel together. Their dress motto is, "My standard will remain perfection." The sun rises and people start arriving. You hear a tour guide speaking quietly to a group. He says that there used to be 4 soldiers buried under the tomb, 1 from each war, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Now there are 3. The soldier from the Vietnam War was identified in 1998 by DNA testing, a scientific test which identifies you by your unique genes and chromosomes. The soldier, a U.S. Air Force first lieutenant, was returned to his family. His tomb remains empty. The guide says that the guards are changed or go off duty every 30 minutes during the summer and every hour during the winter. During the night, they're changed every 2 hours. They do a ceremony called the Changing of the Guard. It's a very special ceremony with marching and clicking and inspection of rifles and uniforms. But guarding a tomb is just one of their duties. On their days off, they must polish their boots, clean their uniform, clean their rifles, do physical training, attend guard training, and cut their hair before the next shift. That's a lot of work. Someone in the tour group raises their hand and asks how many guards are selected. The tour guide says that it's a difficult application process for U.S. Army soldiers. Only the best of the best are selected to guard the tomb. They are called tomb sentinels. Most don't make it through the end of the process. It's like trying to qualify for the Olympics. There are lots of great athletes out there, but only the best make it to the Olympics. Of the many, many soldiers who have guarded the tomb, 5 have been women. You might ask, why just 5? Well, in the past, women were not allowed to be in the military. It was thought they couldn't carry heavy backpacks or guns or handle the stress of fighting, but women have certainly proved them wrong. Now they're soldiers, officers, sailors, pilots, radar operators, and even tomb sentinels. They love their country and want to protect it, just like men. We're very lucky to see this female guard tonight, and to have these brave sentinels guarding our fallen heroes. What do you think about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers and the guards who protect it? Would you like to see this special place in Washington, D.C., and view the Changing of the Guard ceremony? Do you have someone in your family who served in the military? This tomb reminds us that we owe a big debt of gratitude to the soldiers who have protected our country and our freedoms for hundreds of years. They volunteered to join the military to serve and protect and to fight for the rights we have today. Some have never returned home, married, had children, or grew old. That's the biggest sacrifice of all, giving up their life for us. You can honor them by visiting military cemeteries and putting flags or flowers on their graves, or just saying, "Thank you for your service" to soldiers who you see on the street. Coming up soon is Memorial Day. You can attend events in your town or honor them. What is something you might do for Memorial Day? Will you do something to honor our fallen soldiers? Think about how you might show gratitude to them. We hope you enjoyed this episode about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. Be sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode.